folks, I'm going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Go ahead, ask me why. Go ahead. All right. Well, because we've reached that time on a Friday when we wrap crunch time in astounding wonder. Did they really say that? Did he really post that? Who is in the room when they make these decisions? It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And before we can move forward with our nominees, we call upon the man with the keys to open up the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with the Cleveland Cavalier power forward, Tristan Thompson. You know, he seems to think that what has happened in the past has a lot of value towards what might happen on the hardwood this season. In case you didn't hear, the best player in the solar system left that franchise. LeBron James, of course, wearing the purple and gold of the Lakers. But according to Thompson, his leaving does not overrule the fact they've won the last four Eastern Conference titles. By the way, mostly because of LBJ. Boston, nope. Philly, nope. Toronto, they got nothing to say. Well, they did draft Bonzi Colson and Levi Randolph. That should more than cover what James contributed to Cleveland. And they do have George Hill. By the way, did that guy disappear multiple times last year? Thompson is aware you don't get points in the new season for recent past performances, right? Well, maybe not. But I'll also throw in the Pacers and with a healthy John Wall, even the Wibs. Cavs may contend for a playoff spot or not. Next up, the idiots who run social media for Ohio State football. You might have heard there was a pretty severe circumstance that surfaced in Columbus with Suburban Meyer perhaps turning a blind eye to a case of domestic violence against one of his former coaches. We've heard the details. Courtney Smith living in fear. Her ex-husband Zach is a philanderer, allegedly a dangerous temper. After a semi-investigation, Meyer was suspended 3 games. Tomorrow, they head for Happy Valley, where the Penn State lunatics will be hosting a whiteout for more than 100,000 Nittany Lions fans. Well, the Buckeyes decided to title their post Silence and Silence the White Noise. Yes, we understand it means keep the home team silent, but as anyone alert and outside the coma ward knows, that term is a slap in the face to victims. So some putts came up with the idea, and no one had the sense to say, what's the word I'm looking for? No, gonna get us crucified. They've since taken it down, but the fact we end up here, just incredible. Let's move to Jalen Curley of Detroit. You might have heard, early in the week he was arrested for an incident at the home of the Tigers, Comerica Park. And hearing it's a Detroit fan, you were probably confused to learn that no machinery was set on fire. Nope. This was the Dunderhead, who was a fast food service worker, 20 years old, and the key there was a video was posted online from last weekend. As disgusting as this is, he was caught on tape spitting on pizzas intended for ballpark patrons. Officials viewed the Instagram post and were very easily able to determine time, place, and moron. And make no mistake, he's not getting a slap on the wrist. He was arraigned Tuesday on misdemeanor and felony food law violations. That felony, by the way, does carry a prison term, good luck in prison, up to 4 years. His bond was set at $100,000, so he had to come up with 10 large to get sprung, and he's got to be tested for infectious diseases. Yep, suddenly, pineapple, not the most horrible pizza topping. And finally, the pinheads at Eastern Michigan's athletic department. Their athletic director, Scott Weatherby, and his cronies there in Ypsilanti, Michigan, from what I understand, about 30, 35 miles from Detroit, 6 or 7 miles from Ann Arbor. So they were facing a budget shortfall, and they were going to cut two sports, tennis and softball. The catch? They were both women's sports. The double catch? The student population is almost 60% female. Turns out this landed in the courts and was deemed, as you might gather, a blatant violation of Title IX. The U.S. District Judge in the case, George Stee, issued the proverbial sternly worded ruling, stated, "It's a clear violation," and ordered both sides back into his courtroom in the next couple weeks. As the lawyer for the plaintiffs, a softball and a tennis student athlete, Jill Swaggerman said, "It's kind of been a dangerous green light for any school facing a tight financial situation to just automatically cut women's sports. No go, not going to happen." This one, because the imbeciles at Ohio State were more tone deaf than just downright vulgar, Tristan Thompson said something that he knows is impossible, but he's just desperate. It was media day, and he said something. The pinheads at Eastern Michigan got called out, and what they initially planned just ain't going to happen. So, yeah, we're going with the pizza spitter, Jalon Curley of Detroit. You are our winner, and you take your place alongside some legendary morons in the Crunch Time Toolshed. And of course, what we need to do now is bring back our proprietor and for the rest of the weekend until next week, close the Crunch Time Toolshed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone!